A Late Phoenix by Catherine Aird. Read by Robin Bailey. Brief quotations at the start of each chapter are taken from Mrs. Beaton's Cookery and Household Management. Chapter 1. Burial in private ground is permissible unless such use of the ground amounts to a nuisance. Dr. William Latimer gave the screw a final twist. It was the last of six screws. Four would have done the job quite well, but he was a careful, cautious, and conscientious man, and he'd used six. Carefulness, cautiousness, and conscientiousness were the three good C's which had been drilled into him at his medical school by the lecturer on medical ethics. Then the same lecturer had gone on to warn the class against the other three C's, the bad ones, those which led a doctor into danger: conduct, canvassing, and covering. Conduct, infamous in a professional respect, didn't trouble William. If any lady patient had designs on his spotless professional reputation, there was always the redoubtable Miss Tyrrell within earshot. Miss Tyrrell was his receptionist and secretary. Ramrod thin, austerely dressed, and bleak of expression, she could be guaranteed to quell any patient with a look. Miss Tyrrell stood no nonsense from anyone. Canvassing was another unlikely risk. He'd come to this practice precisely because it was small. That had been what he'd wanted. Somewhere not too ambitious, where he could make a good beginning in general practice without very much outlay. Covering meant he mustn't set up in practice with a faith healer or lend his backing to any other medically unqualified person. Dr. William Latimer had no intention...